to if Simeon Yedeis, to if Yud Gimel. Okay, so the Kitza tells us a very interesting halacha, that if someone is with a tzibur, it's also for him to makdim his tefillah to the tefillah of tzibur. He cannot start davening his Shmon Esrei before the tzibur starts their Shmon Esrei. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Asif Yud. The Mishmura brings down from the Arches Chaim, what's the reason for this halacha? The reason is because it's like being mevazed the tzibur. You're showing that Kilu, you don't need the tzibur for your tefillahs. So it's a certain bezayin to the tefillah. The Bach, however, the Bach says that if, let's say, you're in a rush, you're leaving, you need to go, get onto the road, you got to get a bus, and you need to start davening earlier, it's better they should daven at home. That's how far we go with this halacha. The Rabbeinu Yoina seems to say a different reason for this halacha. The reason is not because you're being mevazed the tzibur, it's because the tefillas harabim he retzuyi yoyser lifnei amakim. It's a din in hachas tefillah betzibur. The din that you need to daven betzibur is mechayiv you to start with them, which takes us back to a discussion we had earlier that the ikar tefillah betzibur is when you start together with the tzibur. I forgot to mention at the end of last year, there is a discussion in the Paiskim about someone says Hashem Svasai Tiftach very slowly. Hashem Svasai Tiftach via Gedila Secha. So he's not starting Baruch together with the rest of the Tzibur, because he's still more of Hashem Svasai when everyone's starting Baruch. Does that take away from Tfilah with Tzibur? So that's a Chara Tully in a different discussion. If Hashem Svasai Tiftach is a Chelik of Shmon Esrei or not. And it seems from the Mishmura that it's part of Shmon Esrei. Okay, but getting back to this halacha, so the Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's a vart of tefillah b'tzibur. Why are you starting davening earlier? You're losing out on that maila of the maila of tefillah b'tzibur. However, the Bach is passing for us, the Bach is telling us that this is dafka when you're in the shul, but if you go home, if you're at home, then you don't have this problem. If you can daven, not with the tzibur. The Mishmur brings down from the Bach that's only, when do I have to go home? That's only if I'll make it to the house before the Zman Tefillah. But if it's a question of missing Zman Tefillah, then you can daven even over there. The Tzitz Eliezer talks about an interesting case. Talking about a case where someone has a choice. To daven be yichidus with the Neitz Minyan, or to wait until later on and he'll be able to daven with the tzibur. For example, he's talking about a case over there with Shul, where they daven throughout the year, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is davening throughout the year. Now, Neitz today is 10 to 7. 10 to 7. So I could start my Shmon Esrei at 10 to 7, which will be before the tzibur starts their Shmon Esrei, or is it better that I should miss Nate in order that I'll be able to daven Shmon Esrei with the tzibur? So he says like this. So this is a general question to start with. The question is, again, is it better for me to daven be yechidus Nate or to daven with a tzibur? That's one question. The second question that he's going to deal with is, if I'm in the shul already, I'm in the shul, and if I will choose the choice of Nates, I'm going to be starting before the tzibur. So on the first part of the question, he says that the case he's talking about is that the Zichidim already in the basic Knesset, a quarter of an hour before Netzachama, and these Zichidim, are they chayv or are they allowed to dam Yechidus Basikim when Netzachama, or maybe Tefillah B'tzibur is up. See, Kostas Meiser Rav, where the Goyin writes in Maisarav, the spal shachs kvasikin ubelvad im minyan asara dafka. The Goyin was very makbid that if you're davening vasikin, it should only be with 10 people. Which means pashtus of the Goyin, the Maisarav is saying that tefillah betzibur adif, override Even though the Mishnah Brura in Simon and Ches and Dalin and the Halacha over there tells us that someone who's ruggled to daven vasik and kedaven bichidus, and many Achrayim learn that it's not just if you're ruggled, even if you're not ruggled, but davening vasikin takes is very chashuv, and therefore even if you're not going to daven v'tzibur, you should daven vasikin. So it sounds like the goyin is different, the Vilna Goyin is different than the Chafetz Chaim, and Tepel, the Chafetz Chaim usually quotes the Goyin. Over here, he leaves out the Goyin. Tzitz Eliezer also quotes a Chuvis Elv Lechal Shlem from Shlem Kluga. It's also Mashma that Tfilah B'tziba is greater than Vasikin. So, Lechar again, another Makar, not like the Goyin. So either it's a Machlaikis, and the Chofetz Chaim Taka held of a Sikin is greater than Tefillah B'tziba. Or he has a tzad to say that maybe the Goyin is talking about a case where you're in the base of Knesset. Where you're in the base of Knesset, and now you have another issue over here besides not davening B'tziba, but also there's an issue to daven in the base of Knesset before the Tzibur davens. So then we tell you it's better to daven with 10 rather than davening vasikin. But of course the Goyin would agree to the Mishnah Brura that if you were in a place where there's no minion, there's not going to be a minion, then you should daven vasikin other than going somewhere for a minion. But the Pashtus, again, even like the Sitzel point said, the Goyin is Pashtus, not Mashma like that. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim Paskins that is under from the davening with a tzibur, but I do want to take out of this is that if you are in a shul, so then to daven in the basic Knesset itself where they're going to be davening over there, that's another issue that taka person should not do. So what should he do? So the Alich Shleima says he should go out of the shul and daven somewhere in another room, in a side room, somewhere where it won't be a bizui to the tzibur. Even though the Mishnah Brura seems to bring down from the Bach that you should go home, it's mashma, you should go home. It's not enough to just go to the side room. But the Maisa is machlekes about it, if going to the side room is enough or not. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that it's fine. There is a nidin in the Achrayinim if this Isser is Dafka, when you mean spell your whole Shemoneh Esrei before they're going to start their Shemoneh Esrei. But what about the case we mentioned yesterday that I daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, and I daven a long Shemoneh Esrei because I have a lot of kavana, and it takes me longer to mechaven, to read the words, whatever it may be. It takes me longer to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Now, I get pressured and stressed when the Shlich Tzibur started Chazar Shatz, getting close to Kedusha. So I want to start earlier my Shmon Esri, so I'll be able to finish with the Tzibur. Am I allowed to do that or not? Meaning, my Shmon Esri will be at some point with them. Am I allowed or not? That's a nidin in the Achreinim, which there are many Achreinim that hold, there are places that hold that in such a case where you're starting because you want to have more mechavim, you want to say the word slower, but you will be davening with the tzibur, so it will be mutter. So if someone really feels that that's what they need, they have on whom to misaymech to start davening earlier for this cheshbon. That's if you gimel. Sif Yud Aleph talks about another interesting halacha, which the kitzur brings down. If let's say the tzibur davening in the base of Knesset, there's a minion, and then a second minion comes in, so the second chazan should not stand in the same spot where the first chazan davened, because it's a gnai to the first group. It shows, it's like, it looks like they weren't able to do it, so you're gonna do it, unless they left the shul already. If they're not there anymore, now you're making a new minion, then it's fine. Now the question is, we know we have shtiblach, and we have places where before the first minion is out, already the second minion is starting, and sometimes the second chazan is already standing in the place of the first chazan before everyone left. So what is the head to there? So the kids already writes that there are places that are not makpin on this, and are called kaminig kehila, and each place they should follow the meaning of the kehila. The Mishnah Brura brings down that not only if the minyan left, but if it's a place where the kvius of this base knesses is that we have minyanim, it's a minyan factory where we have minyanim one after another. Ain't kpeda, there's no kpeda. There's a second halacha over here, which also most places are not makben on. But if let's say in the first minyan they took out a sefer Torah and they read from the Sefer Torah, so then the second minyan shouldn't take out this Sefer Torah to read from in the basic Knesset today. Where the Mishnah Brura, when he discusses this, he explains because perhaps they'll say that maybe they found a psul in the Sefer Torah, and that's why they had to take out a second Sefer Torah. And even if it's the same Sefer Torah, but perhaps they'll say that it's another one, and there's a psul in the first one, there's a pegam in it. But again, we're not noig. The minig is not to be noig like these halachas. Okay, Sifta Hezvav is really an introduction to, and we're going to start with this. Sifta Hezvav is an introduction to the next simin, where the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, before he continues with halachas of tefillah, so the Zimra and Berachas Krishma, he discusses the halachas of Beis HaKnesses, of the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of Beis Medish, and the dinim that come from that. And that's where he ends off this simin with that. Wow. Kaifin b'nei Eir says that Livnei's based at Knesset, they based at Medrash. There's a din that you could be kaifa, the people of the city, to build a shul, or to build a based Medrash, to buy sperm to learn from. And therefore, in a place where there's no constant minion, you can even use the Knesset method to constant people that they should come to minion and not be misbattle on a constant basis. He says even the Loimdim.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
How does that apply nowadays? Bismana Corona, you could do the opposite. Mm-hmm. You concept people who try to make, or how does is this just suspended for the moment?
So this halacha is a din that every city has to have a basic nest and a base medish, one basic nest and one base medish for people to come to. Your question is a separate question. Do Rabbanim Bechlal have the right to give knesses to enforce their rules? Yeah, that's a chesh mishpat shayla. Okay, but Yitzchak will continue with this. Thank you very much. Sorry for the delay.
Maybe if someone comes to davening and he realizes that he was going to have to leave early. Can he start Shmanas early? Meaning, like the Bach, he should have davened at home, but he didn't daven at home.
Bach is mashma, you should go home. The Bach is mashma, you should go home. However, it seems like Rosh Shlom Zalman and others will make call if you go to, and the Mishbrur brings down a machlekes on it. Mishbrur brings down a machlekes if you could go to the hallway or to a side room. So I would tell the person to go to the side room or go outside and daven if you don't want to go home.
If there isn't?
There's no side room?
Yeah.
Then go home. Or again, if...
Better not daven?
No.
Why can't he go to the back of the shul, the back of the shul?
Last for anyone in the shul, it says he has to go out of the shul.
Is it better daven in the street?
It depends what's going on in the street. If it's the open area under the sky, maybe not. And if there's other things happening there, maybe not. Again, I'll tell you like this. I'll tell you why did I quote the Rabbeinu Yoina? Because if you go with the Svara of the Archas Chaim, that's a bizui, and that's what the Mishnah Brura brings down. So then it sounds like it's a real, it sounds chomer. You know, Mavaz and Tziva is not a simple thing. But like the Rabbeinu Yonah, it just sounds like a tefillah b'tzibah d'ikah thing. So we made many cheshbonos of when to daven with the tzibah or not. I didn't get a chance. I took a look in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I don't know why I don't have it in the notes here, but I'll take a look there. If they bring down the Rabbeinu Yonah's reason, it's even more of a svar to just be make or allow you to do it in the shul.
The general question of Nate versus Minyan, what's the Rav's Hachra?
That the Maisa nowadays, it's I shouldn't say nowadays, because nowadays is different. Okay. What I was going to say was that getting the right time for Vasikin is sometimes questionable, and whether is Machlekes Rishonim, whether you say Krishma before or after or during.
Right, but if I could.
Yeah.
I know that Machlekes Rishonim bothers Rebbe, but.
Let the Rav pass it. Whoa. He was about to be Machria. Let him finish. Therefore, we were about to hear Achra. Right.
Therefore, I would prefer davening with a tzibur. But if you had a place where there's no tzibur, then I tell you, daven vasikin. Yeah, what were you going to say?
That the machlekes rishonim is the minig is not to be machmir in that machlekes rishonim.
Who said
only Reb Chaim is machmir?
First, it was not only Reb Chaim.
Who else?
It wasn't only Reb Chaim. It was, it wasn't only Reb Chaim.
I said the minig of Klal Yisrael by on Rosh Shavuos night, everyone davens nates and everyone davens regular. They daven Shmoneh
Esrei. Betzibur. That proves my point. The minig of Klal Yisrael Shavuos is to go to a tzibur, not to daven yechidus.
Right, but either way, we're trying to get nates.
Betzibur, I agree to that.
You know, I'm saying that Klal Yisrael is being machriya.
Betzibur.
The psak is betzibur is right at changes biyachad betzibur. What do you mean? Nate changes biyachad
biyachad. I know, yeah, because then I don't want to lose out Nate and also Barabim. So if I'm at least getting tefillah Barabim, yeah, and I know people that say over Krishma.
Well, when they daven Nate, they say it again with a tzibur or they say it by themselves?
Themselves. Just like you
say with a tzibur?
Uh-huh. When I dive in Nate's Betzibur, I say over Krishma after, because I might have not said Krishma at the right time.
Is Machlokes Rishonim about when you're supposed to say Krishma and not say by Nate?
When
before or after?
Right.
So you're saying that by what? Betzibur, but they might have davened too early according to if they davened Shmoneh Esrei then, according to one Shita, according to the Baal Amar.
You're right. But the guys did the Evid according to the Bavar.
Right, and then according to everybody. Right.
Okay, what do you want? I told you my feeling.
Okay.